buck 14 heat index, and she's down in Hot Springs. And I thought, well, let me go look. And then I looked, and it was 105.
Well, again, everybody that's out there that does works for a living on the roads, on roofs, in attics, hats off to you, out painting. You know, tree work. Hats off to all of you out there. Glad you're with us. Got a busy show, including this hour. Join if you looked in the studio. You can go to our webcam to see Greg Hatcher of the Hatcher Agency, Scoops, and other things. Bluebirds. And Frank Lawrence from the Little Rock Athletic Club. How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Always good to see you guys. Yeah. Frank's always in great shape.
He's
an ultra marathoner. Look at that. He has no body fat on him.
No body fat.
And Greg, you're always
Frank
on the go.
No body fat. I hugged him. Frank and I shook hands. We're not that close yet. We could be, but he is solid.
Yeah, Greg, you've been on the go as always. How's Scoops? Listen, I hear there's a new Scoops in Hot Springs. There's a new Scoops at Bluebird Field. Mm-hmm. There's a new Scoops. Where's the other one? There's one up more, right?
That's it.
I was thinking there was one more. Rumor is that has one in Hot Springs opened yet?
It did.
That's right next to DeLuca's, which is a great location, I would think.
It opened a couple days before July 4th. Yeah.
And you guys are here to promote Best of the Best Pickleball Championship, which is this year four? I think so, right?
It is year four.
And it's getting bigger and bigger. And now it started, Roger, when we started this thing, it was one day. Now it is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
3 days.
Let me get my notes here. It's August 21, which is Friday. We'll be doing the show there. August 22, Saturday, and August 23. So on Friday, singles, Saturday's doubles, and Sunday is mixed. And what's cool, Roger, about this is that what we were talking about, if you play pickleball at a club, you need to make sure your club's represented in this thing. Because you've got all the divisions, right? Our favorite is the married division. Our favorite thing, Roger, is watching Greg and Lee Hatcher play together.
Oh, yeah.
And the anger that goes back and forth between both of them.
It is a dynamic team.
It's the funniest thing ever. They're both so competitive. Frank, congratulations and Greg on growing this thing to where it's really cool. We got the coolest trophies in America, giant wood.
They look like charcuterie.
That's what they are. And there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
And we'll give Jody some credit here shortly. But so everybody, you win these big cash prizes too.
I wouldn't know, David.
Yeah, I know you haven't.
Little Rock Athletic Club just keeps winning them all. But I think they're about 2.5 feet. You know.
Yeah, it is. They are massive and weigh a ton. Jody Carter is the guy who makes them. They're handmade and they are massive. And so anyway, but there's still time to get. Go to your club owner or manager and go, I want to be in the best of the best, and then reach out to Jerry, right?
Yeah, that's right. So August 1st, I think, is the deadline for registration. And so if you're interested in playing, reach out to your club, reach out to whatever local group you play in, and see if you can get in.
I love the fact, I don't know if you guys know, but Roger now has been playing with his wife, Samantha, and she loves it. How about that?
Pickleball.
Yeah. How about that?
And playing in Hot Springs.
They play and they play pickleball.
We actually do. We have started a league of strip pickleball.
I knew they were playing.
Well, Sam has become a skier, a snow skier.
Yep, snow skier.
And now she's
Marjaning.
She's becoming quite an intense athlete.
She really is indeed. And her attire. She's had to purchase new attire for all season.
She's breaking out the short.
Breaking them out for both of us. That's a win-win.
How many divisions are, like, for those that are listening, give an example.
It's 40.
Okay.
55, 65.
Yeah. Those are the age divisions.
Yeah.
For singles, and then?
Well, you got singles, mixed doubles, doubles, married doubles.
Okay. And then the ages, before we didn't, this thing was just one age.
Yeah.
Just, we just said, no, we'll go back. We'll do best of the best and break it down. And the cash prizes too, right?
To the winners? Yeah, the open division. So truly the best of the best, regardless of age, is the cash prize.
A great example of this, which Roger and I always have fun with it. Speaking of Justin Moore, his dad, Tommy Ray. Tommy Ray's in good shape, but you know, if you look at him, you're not thinking this guy's going to just kill you on the pickleball court. And he gets it, you know, he puts those spins on there, and you know where to go. You don't have to.
The devil spin.
That's right.
Devil spin. Well, and then the guy I can never remember the name of the place in Benton where we go.
It's a River Center thing
there on Benton, right off of 30.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy who was a teacher and all that, I don't know, for sake of argument, let's say he's a mid-70s, but he's got knee pads on, he's got elbow stuff on.
I love
it doesn't look like He's not walking very good. But he doesn't have to.
Well, because of the way he plays and these older guys are. I mean, just a few.
That's right. You don't have to go very far.
Monica Somerville is the lady that we play with. I mentioned her husband, Chris, yesterday plays. Because I'm still serving with a bounce and a hit. She's just underhanded, tossing it like you guys do. When I get
you
to that point,
you bounce it and hit it.
I bounce it and hit it. You know, when I serve, because I haven't perfected.
Are you allowed to do that? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
You okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yes, of course. If you played the game,
Roger would play by the rules.
All I remember is Roger. You can't go in the kitchen.
Listen, believe me,
it's
I know
a foul.
Now. Believe me,
don't
I
step
know
in
now.
The kitchen.
I'm actually. This is the most difficult part. I'm actually learning how to keep up with the score.
That's
huge.
You're Blue Roger.
I'm Blue Roger. Is that what it is?
Blue Roger.
Okay. I used to dance.
You've gone from Green Roger to Blue Roger.
I am. Oh my. That's exact. Thank you, Gregory.
So if you've thought about wanting to play, and of course these are the best players. I mean, these are really good players. I mean, Roger. We went and watched. Like, holy.
And
cow.
Meg is great. You were gonna.
So, yeah. So Meg Marion is I don't know what her age group would be. I would think 60.
She's 40 and over.
Yeah. Thank you. But she is serious.
Meg, did you hear that? She's 40 and over.
Yeah, that's it.
She is serious business. I mean, sweat pouring off her. She's had two replaced knees. Oh. She's about the knee pads and the elbow pads.
She's
Matt
Gulligong.
Roger, we got to make sure. Is Greg's camera? Can you give? I don't know which one. This one is right for you. This one's fine.
There we go.
Do that. And make sure the camera's
right. So, Rog, does that mean you're in the married division this year?
Bass said, you just have to, we'll have to see if they do.
It would be a quick exit. I just don't want to see them discouraged.
There wouldn't be any discouragement. It would be, you know what? We just got to keep trying until we get back and do that. It's, again, the other day, Samantha played as well as she ever has, and the volleys that she was doing with some of the competition, and she's, you know, she was a cheerleader, not an athlete. Mm-hmm. And now she's becoming an athlete, and she did very well. And it's a fun game. We talked about it when we were first there, when we first did it. You walk in and you go, this looks like so much fun. I want to play.
Yeah.
Roger, you do know that cheerleaders are athletes, don't you?
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
Before the calls start coming.
Exactly. And Samantha's also in the 40 and over. That's it. I apologize. Cheerleaders are athletes. They are very, very athletic. I didn't mean it that way. They did not play with balls. Then it's a whole different thing. I don't mean that either. You know what I mean. You mean, and Samantha, no paddles. I'm sorry. You do whatever you want.
Do want to thank the Little Rock Athletic Club. You guys are one of the presenting sponsors. Amazing facility, one of the best in America. Pickleball dedicated space.
Yep.
So that's outstanding. And Greg, the Hatcher Agency, has been a sponsor of this every year, which Greg has sponsored so many things now. The Hatcher Agency Bush Classic that you sponsor now this. Right. So very kind. And we're honored to be a part of this because we have a lot of our listeners who participate. So the bottom line is they need to reach out to Jerry. And the best way to do that is just...
They can just do it through our website, lrac.com, and best of the best, and can reach out there if they have questions.
The big thing is going to your manager of your facility and say, I want to get in this tournament, and they'll contact Jerry and do that. We already have more people. We're easily going to have... This will be the biggest we've ever done because it's 3 days. We'll be out there the Friday broadcasting. And, you know, Greg, you guys have gotten used to us. You know, you guys have been on the air enough. Matter of fact, I was looking... You were here this time last year. Trying to get in. So we always enjoy doing that. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Today is National French Fry Day. I know you guys are, you know, flat bellies, but if you had to go...
he eats anything he wants.
If you have to go French fries, where's your go-to French fry place?
I don't know.
I still like the thick ones at Wendy's.
You like the steak? The thicker ones at Wendy's? Okay, that's all right.
Pretty much any French fry.
Yeah, so you know what that answer is? I don't eat them, David. I have no idea where we get them.
Steak frites.
And I tell you another place, Roger. Somebody said Dave's Burgers.
Those are really good.
I think those are thin. Are they a little thin?
They're hand cut.
That's my spot for burgers and fries.
Is that it?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a little Oliver Hale. Just watching him with a fry and ketchup, it's dip into the ketchup, suck off the ketchup, dip that fry back into the ketchup. It's just
Do you always have to have ketchup with your fries?
Yes.
Do you guys?
Well, I mean, I wish I could.
Prefer.
I never.
Prefer.
I never ask for ketchup.
Well, no,
Jessica does. If it's a good fry, like a good steak, don't need anything. Don't need...
It enhances.
It would make a mess in your bed anyway.
True. Greg knows I eat in my bed. It's also National Pina Colada Day. In or out on pina coladas?
In.
In.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you can, do you have drinks at the LRAC Athletic Club?
We it's have beer and wine.
Oh, how about, hey.
Call it LRAC. I think that's so good.
He loves when I say LRAC.
It's LRAC. I've never
heard
it.
He's in the know.
That's
he's
great.
In the inside.
LRAC. Yeah, yeah. You have drinks there?
We do. Beer and wine. No, no.
Yeah, how about that? It's also a National Collector Car Appreciation Day. We were saying if you've got collector cars out there, send us a picture at 661-1037. And it's also National Motorcycle Day. So if either one of you had a motorcycle or a collector car, like something unique.
No.
Did you no motorcycles though? What about you, Greg?
I've got some cars old enough that they could be collector cars.
I can see Greg Hatcher doing the motorcycle, being I've seen the Halloween costume, your leather jackets.
I've lost too many friends.
I know. I know. You had one recently, didn't you?
It's all the time.
I can't remember who it was that we lost. That golly, I just went blank on that. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I know motorcyclists or cyclists. Not against, but don't want to have to wear a helmet if you don't want to. I'm thinking, but why don't you? What is it not doing for you? I mean, listen, I'm on your side, bikers, and bikers are athletes too. I want to make sure I get that out there. Bikers are athletes.
Yeah, it's I've seen the picture of you and Lee in leather. I think that might have been for Halloween.
That's that doubles competition you were talking about. But
That was Halloween.
Some other sports things going on, and Greg, you can have some input on this because you've got Wimbledon going on.
Yeah.
Have you been watching? You see what happened yesterday? I was telling Roger, I didn't hear. I just heard Akri. They were watching it live, and I heard him go, "No." Coco Gauff had the chance to win the set or whatever.
Yeah, she had a layup. She had it just sitting right.
She will never forget that. She said she decided to do a different kind of shot. You guys have tennis.
Yeah.
A premier tennis facility, too, so you know tennis. And I hadn't seen the replay, but she'll look back and that'll haunt her, huh?
Yeah, the semis start in 13 minutes.
He's got two phones. He's got two phones over here.
He's always had two phones. He's had two phones long before. And it's
tennis is a weird sport. Most of the really great tennis players, when they come on, when they're 17 or 18, you don't really like them because they're brash and cocky. And then as they get older, whether it's McEnroe or Agassi or, and now Djokovic, everybody loves them when they're old. But, Djokovic and Sinner at 9:30 this morning.
Some cool stories. I mean, Joker and Sinner playing today, and then you have this British guy who qualified, and he's made it to the semis.
Yeah,
and unseated Fury.
Oh, what a great
qualified
name.
And so he plays in the second semi.
So that's the only way you'll get a guy like me and Roger to pay attention is if there's a cool storyline.
Yeah.
Because if not, we don't know as many. It's almost like the soccer deal. Did you guys get, of course, you've got soccer. Oh, by the way, congratulations on being the runner up, Greg, of the Razorback Stadium naming. I heard you were number two, barely got edged out.
It
was going to be Bluebird's Razorback Stadium.
Yeah, we didn't know who it was last time we talked.
So, and but Bluebird was in the mix there. But anyway,
hey, it says here, what are the Little Rock Racquet Club options for out of state folks when they come to visit? This person used to be a member when they lived here in the 90s.
Yeah, so they can be a guest of a member. They can just reach out to us, and if they've been a former member, we'll work with them to get them in. Play.
Someone says Roger's thinking of Freddy's with the skinny French fries.
They got skinny fries. I'm a skinny fry. There are no bad fries. Even the Orada frozen crinkled or even when they were the store brand.
Crinkles
are good.
Crinkles.
Little alligator tail. But your crinkles are real good. They're thick.
Did you just call them alligator tails?
I've never heard that. Well, I just made it up because of the ridges. I was trying to describe it because you were getting a little confused with curlies.
Some of our listeners are sending a message. Mr. Hatcher, please bring, this is verbatim, bring Scoops to Cabot. World's best ice cream by far, Death by Chocolate. Absolutely amazing, but I do not work downtown anymore, so I need you to bring Scoops to Cabot. Please, please, please.
Cabot, Benton, Conway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah!
How was business? Good?
It's good.
The original one was in Hot Springs.
Yeah.
The first one, yeah.
It's funny to watch them compete with each other, but it's still hard to beat the original because people are used to going there. And downtown is always number one.
That's huge.
Nobody can beat downtown. Yeah. Except on Memorial Day and July 4th.
I don't know. Rodney Parham's been packed.
That's what we hadn't mentioned. That's what. Thank you, Frank. Breckenridge.
Nice
can I tell you, I'm so glad, and it's the Keep family that it took that it's center crazy. That was sort of dead DOA to the most part, even with the tornado hitting, and changed that place. It's got a heartbeat now.
That's right.
And Greg, you're part of that. Now, let me tell you. you better have not drank at all before you pull through the drive-thru and Scoops and Rodney Parham. I'm telling you, Roger, it is tight. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody has taken out, you know. It's funny. How about this? You're right. You know what he's right across from at Breckenridge? He's at the Breckenridge Village, and it used to be an old Pulaski Bank. He's 50 steps from DeLuca's, the same place he is in Hot Springs, right next to DeLuca's. Yeah. So like a package deal. Yeah, how about that? Someone said the Cajun fries at Five Guys. What they do at Five Guys, they basically give you a cup of fries and then they dump the other in. It's a great marketing tool. And I guess from a bottom line, if you have the – if you don't count it as a loss, that's the way you get people coming, feel that they're getting more for their money. 661-1037, Roger, we do have to do a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric today, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, mold, let Rainbow Restoration take good care of you. R.J. Hall coming up here shortly. As I mentioned, you've got the World Cup going on right now. Did you know today is the anniversary? Let's see, because I know you know soccer. Both you guys know soccer. Today is a special anniversary for soccer in America. What is it? Go. This is not for you, Roger. This is for, if you just joined the show, Frank Lawrence or Greg Hatcher. What happened, what year on this day happened of significance in American soccer?
The women, it must have been the women won the World Cup.
Was it the...
That's exactly right.
Ham lady.
Well, she goes to the knees, takes off her shirt, shows her bra. What year was it?
If I were guessing, 96.
Close enough, 1999. It was when, and you know, remember who they beat? They beat China. In a 5-4 kickoff.
China.
Following a 0-0 tie after double overtime, and that was played in Pasadena. I remember that was big. I mean, it was a huge.
Brandy Chastain.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And we thought, remember, I think we thought then, all right, soccer's going to, it's going to find its place. And it just, it's hard to beat football and in this country. Football, college, you know, whatever, in pros. And then, you know, the other sports too. And even soccer, you saw the people get excited about it this year.
Yeah. Well, women's soccer is different because you will get a lot of your best athletes playing women's soccer. For men, just too much competition, football, basketball, baseball.
So we lose our best athletes, you think? That's why we cannot just get over it. There's no reason we should lose to Belgium, in my opinion. I just think we have the resources. Yeah. And you know, Belgium has what? We find out 10 million people? It's like New York City, basically. And then how they can beat us and we can't find. But, you know, we've been training kids in soccer for years. How many kids have you had?
Well, if you look at all the guys' teams that coach, whether it was Lane's buddies, they all played youth soccer, but around 6th, 7th, 8th grade, they like one of the others, you know, right, better. And so we have too many sports for them to choose versus in the other countries. If you're the best athlete in the world, you're not playing wide receiver.
That's right. That's right.
That's soccer.
It is the biggest sport in the world. Yeah. I will tell you that today we're going to talk with Danny West at 8:30 about recruiting. There was a story. I don't know if you read it, Roger. Richard Davenport today on Three has come out how much we're paying high school players now. Hmm. And the high school players now are getting $1 million to $2 million out of high school.
Yeah.
And some of these guys, some of these guys will be bust and never play. Not even these are guys barely good enough to play college.
Well, and the reason then that we should go, okay, that's your entry-level job. You're going to make this money instead of working at Walmart.
Yeah, well, listen, if I'm a kid, good for you, but it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. That's what we've left. And you know why? Because the coaches have been millionaires for the last 15, 20 years, and they got fat and happy, and the 80s did too, and they've realized, we don't have to pay anybody. We'll just keep paying ourselves. And this is what, and now they can't say anything because you look like a hypocrite to go, we need to get, no, you can't say anything. We want the guys to get paid. Yeah, it's just ruining the sport. That's what it's become. We're paying high school kids that haven't even proven what they can do $1 million. And then you read it, they go, well, we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses. We don't know, we're short on offensive linemen coming out of high school, so we're going to pay extra. We're going to pay instead of 400,000. I mean, 400, 500,000. I'm not talking 50,000.
That's good money. Oh my gosh. And you don't have to pay taxes? Do they have to pay taxes?
That's going
to
start affecting high school football, too.
It certainly can.
Imagine you're the coach, coaching a guy who's a senior and he's getting offered $1 million. What's his attitude going to be?
Never even thought about that. Obviously, it happens in pros. College now, the players are making as much as a coach in high school.
Yeah.
Now,
It is great. Kids aren't ready. All those kids aren't prepared to deal with that kind of money.
We need to open a new sports management team.
office. That's what we got to do. Well, you got the financial thing happening, so we can.
Pinto says, David, 50% of our men's, I presume, soccer team were not from America. Is that true?
I would say so. You could tell that. Just yeah. Some of them would play for another team.
Yeah.
But they can't make that world team, so they get on ours. I'm not saying we don't have good players. We made the round. But if you took all the NFL wide receivers,
yeah.
And all the point guards in the NBA.
Oh, you think it would be, you
and
you,
had them play soccer
it'd
all
be
their
pretty
lives?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, we might be pretty good.
Yeah. Listen, nobody in the state of Arkansas, other than this guy in the tie right here, Greg Hatcher, has seen more soccer players in his right. backyard, because Greg basically lives on a beside a giant soccer, multiple soccer fields. Mm-hmm. And how many thousands of kids you think have come through Bluebird Field over the last 20 years? I mean, thousands and thousands.
Probably 4,000 or 5,000, but I know I've coached almost that many games.
I know.
And he's an actor.
Oh my gosh! Can you talk about that yet? That you're acting.
Well, I mean, it should be out sometime soon, but I haven't told you that I have a second movie.
A second movie. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this one, the first one.
I didn't have a speaking part in the first one. I don't know on this one, but Dan Gable's having a movie of his life.
Okay, you're in.
You know
it.
The
great wrestler.
Fantastic.
So I have some part.
Maybe I'll
be able to speak and be like you guys.
Can you, well, Roger, it's not you guys, it's Roger. Can you mention the star that you co-star with in the first one, how big he is, what his name is?
Yeah, what is it?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Greg Hatcher together.
Said, what is it? Wait a minute.
But in the Gable movie, the person that plays his mother in the movie is Allie from Landman.
Oh, okay.
L.A. Lauder?
No. I'll wait. Be fun to be on that set with you, Greg. All right, do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Got Greg Hatcher and Frank Lawrence hanging out. It is a Friday. Get ready. It's going to be a hot one today. All you folks, tip of the hat, who's working, you know, if you're working on highways, roofs, attics, salute.
My loving arms around me. Honey, I can stand up. And face the world. Let me tell you, you're right. Keep holding higher, higher and higher. I said you're right. Keep holding higher and higher.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
For the second time in three nights, the Arkansas Travelers and Amarillo Sod Poodles needed extra innings to decide a game. Unlike two nights ago, however, the Travs fell to the Sod Poodles 4-3 in 10 innings at Hodgetown Stadium in Amarillo. Newly reacquired Blake Rambush got Arkansas on the board with an RBI single in the top of the first inning. After a wild pitch from Amarillo pitcher Roman Angelo scored Caleb Calley in the fifth to make it 2-0, Hunter Fitzgerald added an RBI single in the sixth that made it 3-0. Amarillo then tied the game in the bottom of the sixth with an RBI single from Drew Jones, who scored on a fielder's choice later in the inning. His RBI single in the bottom of the 10th gave Amarillo the victory. The Travs and Sod Poodles continue their series at 7:05 tonight. You can hear it on Buzz 2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Real hot weather today. A heat advisor is in effect this afternoon for heat index values around 105. We'll get up to a high of 97. But first, there is a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this morning. Then we'll clear out, become mostly sunny this afternoon and oh so hot. Tonight stays warm with a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-60. 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting Saracen Resort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
If you just joined the show, little Stevie Wonder there. Thanks, Roger. Glad you're with us on this hot day. We're getting ready to head to Atlanta, Georgia for NASCAR tomorrow night and Sunday night. Going to be a blast. Steve Qualls will be with us a little bit later to discuss that. The Summer of Adventure continues. I want to thank Oaklawn for sponsoring it. Yesterday we were in Mena. You guys spent any time in Mena?
Man, last year I did this great thing called the Arkansas Graveler. It's a gravel bike ride across the state of Arkansas, and it started in Mena.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the what they've done by clearing
They started clearing. They didn't start building. I heard you guys talking
about it. Yeah, they cleared to the top of the mountain. It is hard to believe. It's almost like, wow, this is actually
it's been
happening.
5 years in the planning.
Yeah, five years in the planning.
And they just started clearing out the land in January.
Going to take 2 more years, and wow. Just, instead of having to ride your bike up the mountain, So did you do all the bike trails with the bike?
Well, you started in Mena, and we rode across the state of Arkansas, rode through Hot Springs and all of that, all on gravel roads. But
how many total miles?
I know it was about 300 and something.
Just think of that. You biked more miles in that, how long did it take you to do that?
It was 5 days.
You bike more miles in 5 days than Roger and I have combined in our life to bike.
He's not exaggerating.
Yeah, that is amazing. But we had a good time in Mena. By the way, if you just joined the show,
cool place.
Frank Lawrence, who was with the Little Rock Athletic Club.
LRAC,
as Roger likes to call it.
You call it.
And Greg Hatcher of the Hatcher Agency and many other things.
Hatch Age.
We're talking about pickleball, but anyway, I was going to say we're going to have NASCAR this weekend, and Greg, we're going to the Star next weekend to do the Cliff Harris Awards, where the Cowboys headquarters is. Going to be doing our show at Cliff Harris's home,
which is wild.
Which is he's going to have he
better have everything.
Super Bowl trophy, replicas, and his Super Bowl bust.
Anything they can fit in my pocket.
Hall of Fame bust. That, and then the week after that, Rodgers SEC Media Days in Tampa. So it's really crazy. We've been going to every reason we were in MENA yesterday. Skyline Cafe is over 100 years old. It opened in 1922, so we're doing 500 years of Arkansas restaurants, and we've done four.
It was excellent food.
It was really good food. Very good.
The
food.
Mashed potatoes,
chicken
fried chicken or steak?
Yeah, chicken fried.
Pork chop was fantastic. I had an award-winning Reuben. They had won awards with a Reuben, and I'm not a Reuben guy, but you got to try it. So I did. And it was good. It was really,
yeah,
really
it was good.
Good
solid food. We've been around since 1922. We've been to Camden, White House Cafe. We've been to Ohio Club in Hot Springs. We've been to Jones Barbecue in Marianna. We've got one more to go, Blyville.
What date is that?
That you want to go to that? Well, you have a connection there.
Yeah.
You have a connection there. We haven't set the date yet. We'll do it when you can go.
Yeah.
The Dixie Pig?
Yeah.
Now, listen, Greg, here's the deal. It's 2.5 hours each way.
Yeah.
So Greg, he's not real good at wanting to waste 5 hours driving.
Well, I drive and you two, yeah. Okay. All right. Driving.
That's Lane's territory. He has all kinds of accounts.
Okay, and
he goes there all
You have a connection with the Dixie Pig, right?
You just know
the manager or owner?
So the owner's mother and father, I coach in baseball.
Gotcha.
So I'm coaching the grandkids in baseball.
Gotcha.
Owners, mother.
I will say this is that I mentioned yesterday, man, it's an honor for us, the way I look at it, that we get to go share. We're making posts. I'll tell you, and of course, a lot of these are really engaged posts, as you can imagine, Frank. Mm-hmm. The Jones one in Marianna's got 250,000 impressions and views just because people have families been there. I've been there. I went there as a kid. Mm-hmm. Same thing at Camden. We met two guys at the White House there in Camden. Said they were set. They sat on those same stools in the 1940s as little kids, 6-year-olds. And so it's cool to be able to go there and see there's history there. And that in MENA, that place was leveled by the tornado back in 2009. So it's cool to be able to share that history. You know, I know we're supposed to be. I know we're a sports station, sports show. We're obviously more than that. We like to share the Arkansas culture and the history of it, especially times like this where it's slow time.
No other show matches up with it.
Yeah, we hustle. We get out there and try to do the fun things and crazy things.
And after the tornado with the damage that happened to Skyline, there is still a portion of the original bar right there. So when you walk in where the register is and all that, it used to go a little further, but
part of the bar is still there. But, yeah,
and the same thing at the White House. I mean, they still have the rail
that's right.
The original foot rail,
which is really cool.
Yeah.
Here's one that says there's an airport in Blyville, just saying.
there's one in Meenan. We didn't see that one, though.
That's right. We learned something about that. The mayor is super nice. His name is Seth Smith. He said, what did he say? Drugs in, guns out.
That was the old
Contra way.
Yeah.
Is that Kime calling from Spain? Is. Oh, this is a faithful listener.
Is he on the WhatsApp?
Kime, are you in Spain right now?
Hola.
Hola, mi amigo.
What's up, bud?
Man, I wanted you guys to know I'm still listening to you out here in Spain. I mean,
that's awesome.
What time is it in Spain?
It's, 2:38 right now in the afternoon.
Okay, very nice. Yeah.
So we are afternoon drive in Spain. Nice.
Yeah.
When are you coming?
I'm not a 609er. I'm not a 609er. I'm a 109er.
I like that. When are you coming back to visit?
It's crazy. I've got some aging relatives there in Little Rock, and so I have to come back sporadically, unexpected, and you just never know. But if nothing crazy happens, it'll probably be Christmas time.
Well, make sure and keep in touch, buddy. We saw him on, we were doing my Facebook Live this morning.
He's living his best life. Yeah. Kyle.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Give me a Spanish phrase that you use there quite a bit. Is there anything?
Gosh, I knew that was coming. I'm in all kinds of trouble with my fiance because, by the way, that may be news.
Whoa. Fiance, congratulations.
Right
fiance.
There. So I guess it'll be a destination wedding.
Yes. In fact, I propose a buzz trip to Spain next summer.
I like it.
I
like
moving to Spain
for Kyle's wedding.
But for Kyle's wedding, we'll do it.
Well, good to hear from you, Con.
Yeah, Con.
Thanks, buddy. Stay in
Don't
touch.
Be a stranger, brother. Absolutely.
No. K-Tall.
K-Tall?
Oh, Tommy Lasorda.
Well, good enough, buddy.
How are you?
Oh, how are you?
We've got to get him a Buzz shirt. And then you got to take
Mayhem.
It. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. Morning Mayhem shirt.
So. All right, buddy. Good to hear from you, Con.
Call the hog. All right, bye.
Whoa, it's quick.
Yakshimash.
Here's a message from the 501. Please congratulate Frank on being appointed to the Hendricks College Board of Trustees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, inspired by
Greg's dad.
Yeah. Was president Hendricks when I was
Roger,
there.
He was there while you were there. Roger, anytime you're around anybody that can drop Hendricks in some capacity, you're smart.
You
know, you guys and Vickery. You know, and others.
I got a nephew, Justin Scott. He graduated from
sports she played. Did you play anything for the Warriors?
I played rugby. I played tennis and rugby.
Well, I'm glad football is back at Hendricks. Yeah, that's
good.
It's a beautiful campus.
125 kids playing football.
Is that right?
Almost 10% of the population plays football.
Great numbers. So, I love that. What's the math on that, the student population?
It's about 10%, about 1,200 kids.
Very nice. Kids, yeah. All right, I want to remind everybody, the reason you guys are here, it's the fourth annual Best of the Best. It's the best pickleball players in the state of Arkansas. It's a 3-day event at the Little Rock Athletic Club. It's August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You got singles, doubles, and mixed. Open division, 40 plus, 55 plus, 65 plus, singles, doubles, mixed, married, men's and women's. I mean, and we're looking for clubs that play pickleball.
Yep.
To submit, hey, these are going to be our representatives for whatever divisions, and the trophies are amazing, the coolest trophies. I mean, if you win one and you put it up in your office or house, you cannot miss it. It's massive.
That's right.
And it's cool. It's really cool looking. And also win cash.
Yes. Yeah. Pay out in the open divisions, and it's just become a great event. And, again, you guys and what Greg has done to promote pickleball in the state's been fantastic.
Little did you know that maybe we do an exhibition round with Roger and Samantha.
All right.
They're playing. This is young couples.
We'll find somebody that you can just take it to them.
Love it. Maybe a couple of toddlers.
What about you two versus Greg or Lee? Or you split the team. You play with Lee and she plays with Greg. Sam plays with Greg.
There you go. I'm down with that.
There you go.
It's called Swinging Pickleballers.
that is a video. You can get a Cupid's, actually. I think you can. Swinging Pickleballers on three. Ready? Go.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up with the guys.
That's a great idea.
Coming up a little bit later, RJ Hawk will be by here. We'll visit with Steve Qualls and talk about our NASCAR deal.
Somebody said,
look at those mugs. How about those mugs?
Right there. Look at that. Right there.
Somebody asked a question.
Maybe
a
collector's item with that on there.
Someone said, is the NASCAR races that y'all are going to, are they going to be televised? You betcha. I mean, that nationally televised. I think the one on Sunday night, which is the big boy race, the major league race, is TNT, I believe. It's just
Look for me. I'll be the one holding up the John 3:16 sign.
That's right. And then Saturday night, that's televised as well. So we'll get that information from Steve. But, yeah, we'll be there. And we're going to be with a former NASCAR owner, Jane Finch. We had him on the show yesterday. His son, Jake Finch, 21 years old, is riding for the Dale Earnhardt Jr. team. It's a big deal. When Dale Earnhardt Jr. asked you to drive his car, that's a big deal. So we may be hanging out with some guys, that a young man that may be a future star in NASCAR. We don't know. Roger and I don't know anything about NASCAR. We don't know anything about
NASCAR.
We
know they go.
Oh, they go fast.
We know they go
fast.
They go
fast.
They
that's
go
it.
Left.
And they're loud.
They're loud.
That's right.
We
invited Greg. Greg goes, no, I really don't like. I'm really not a big NASCAR guy. It's so loud. It is very loud. And so,
I need to go again.
You need to go. All right.
Short.
Don't go away. 7:44.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is having a huge 4th of July blowout sale. Save hundreds of dollars on the best selection and best quality of outdoor furniture in the state. Choose from over 100 brand name collections, dining sets, seating groups, bar sets, chaises, and gliders in stock and ready to go. And now everything is up to 50% off. Plus, Congo has a great selection of built-in grills, pellet smokers, and fire pits. Family owned and operated since 1920. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio. I-30 Benton.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today. Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
I'll tell you what, Craig O'Neill at age 70, what is he, Roger, is just as talented as he was 40 years ago. The guy comes on here every Wednesday, and thanks to Genesis of Conway, appreciate them. But Craig is so talented and a good guy.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, Frank and Greg,
legend.
Even for Craig, though, Craig came in there, and when Roger and I start tossing the ball around, even Craig was like, I can't keep up with you guys.
And this guy's got four people in his head at all times.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
So when we're going back and forth, he really was. He thought, what?
Frank Lawrence is here with the Little Rock Athletic Club, Greg Hatcher with the Hatcher Agency. We're talking about the best of the best, which is in August. And so you can call the Little Rock Athletic Club. Actually, you just need to talk to the manager, owner of the club where you play pickleball and say, I want to be in the best of the best where we can win cash, or we can win the most amazing.
And that's all you have to do.
That's it. And they'll plug you in. do want to thank Jody Carter for all his work on the trophies. Appreciate that. Also want to say, Greg, thank you so much for all your support of so many things in the state. We mentioned, you know, I mean, it's a lot of the wrestling, what you do is historic. And then also to the Touchdown Club. I mentioned the Touchdown Club is coming up in, well, make the announcement probably around the second week, like 11th of August.
How far are you?
You don't want me to tell everybody the speakers yet, do you?
Greg loves, RJ.
I know all the speakers, but it's in the vault.
It drives Jessica and RJ crazy that I don't even tell Jessica. And I told, who was I telling yesterday? I said, it's not because I don't want you to know. I was telling Al Watkins. It's because I don't want to jinx myself, because the minute I tell you, they'll drop out. And it's happened.
David, the reason is because they can't be trusted to keep it quiet. I can.
That's right. The vault.
That's it.
And Greg has been very helpful and supportive. Multiple times, you know, you've gotten some of our speakers by flight, by plane. One of the crazy was Brett Favre, that you took Brett Favre, and instead of going back to Mississippi, he wanted to go hunting and had you out on the, putting out whatever you do for deer at midnight, right? Yeah. I mean, but what a cool experience. Yeah, you get to be around those guys.
Super nice, yeah.
Yeah, John Gruden, we went and got John Gruden together, and he was, so this is the furthest I've ever been behind. I'll be honest with you. I have 14 speakers.
Now, when is the Brady trip? I want to make sure.
I'm getting close to Brady, but not yet. But of the, we have 14.
Would you have a better chance at getting him or Hunter Yurecek this year?
That's a very good question, Roger. That's a very good question.
But of what a jerk!
Of the 14 speakers that we have, I've booked literally four. I've got 10 more, and I've got to announce it in 4 weeks, and I'm waiting. Yeah. It's sort of a domino. I've been waiting for one name, and you can't overpush them. I'm like, God, I need an answer. Some of these people I deal with, agents, and just waiting and waiting because I can't. And once I get the one, you start filling in, but you're waiting. And then what happens, if I get a call today, go, he's out. Well, then I got to circle back around and redo it. So it's always a stressful deal, but I remember last year.
Have you ever had one not show?
Once we booked him, no, never had that. Yeah, never had that issue. So it's
nobody's ever gotten sick and missed.
No,
nothing.
No. The only one we had an issue with a storm. I think we couldn't get him in, and one of those things. But anyway, you can't do it without great sponsors like Simmons Bank, which is our presenting sponsor, and Stevens, and then Greg Hatcher Agency. You know, and then some going back to the Democrat Gazette and others. You know, Midtown Plumbing's been new. It's so many. If I start naming off, I'm going to leave somebody off. Oakland, there's so many.
Summerwood
Sports, you know, they've been, you know, and the one thing I love about Summerwood Sports, you know, Greg, and you, Summerwood Sports in the Hatcher Agency always fill their seats. They are there every week, 14 weeks.
Well, it's a good meal.
It's a good meal.
That's all you can eat.
And you can bring clients.
Fantastic.
You can bring clients. And so, you know, the Hendricks family, I mean, it's almost like a sort of a meeting time.
Well, listen, without them or Greg, I wouldn't have a place to sit.
And business deals are done there. You know, again, if that meant for the Touchdown Club, the Simmons Bank Arena would not be Simmons Bank Arena and other things. And so one day you may look out there and there's the governor. One day you may look out there and there's Warren Stevens, future ambassador, you know. And so you don't know who. And then you know what? I was telling somebody the other day, and then you got people that make minimum wage show up and want to be a part of that. If you can't, you can watch it. Thanks to Arkansas PBS, Arkansas TV. You can watch it live. And we've learned now that so many are watching. And you guys, a funny thing I didn't mention, if you can't make it to the Best of the Best pickleball, every match is going to be streamed.
That's right.
Which is outstanding. Which I think last year I watched you guys, you and Lee, by streaming.
It's so fun to watch. It's amazing that all of that happens. It's almost like, it's not a confined area, but when every one of those courts is going, everybody wants to watch, you can watch any. It really is fun.
Have you seen a better facility than yours?
No.
Bigger, probably.
Bigger, but
it is
not better.
It is so classy looking.
Not per square foot.
Yeah, it is. You know,
I mean, the athletic club still is the best workout facility I've seen anywhere I've gone.
Yeah.
You know, and then you put the pickleball with it, you know.
And tennis. Well, I've said this. I said the other day, we were over at the state trooper, the state police news training lodge. And there's not a nicer one. It's a $25 million lodge where you're going to train all the future state troopers. And there's not a better, nicer one facility with a tower, with a driving track. In America, you just mentioned, great point. That facility is as good as any in America. I've always made the point, we can be the best in America right here in Arkansas on the things we do. We may not have as many resources, we may not have as many people, but we've got good people and we've got enough money to make really special things. And Greg, the things you do are unique. you know, with what you've done with Bluebird Field and all the Bluebird.
Where else can you go to baseball practice and just go walk off the field and get an ice cream cone?
Exactly. I know.
Exactly.
It is spectacular. You know, saying, listen, we're trying to make the Little Rock Touchdown Club be the best in America. And I think we're pretty
so good.
We're pretty close to it. So anyway, that will happen soon. But I want to say thanks.
Making pickleball great again.
I will say this. I'll give a hint. There's some outside the box that I'm trying to get. If I get these few that are outside the box, I think people will go.
Greg, who are they?
I would tell you, but I'm the vault.
I think if I tell you, yeah, I would. But if I get them, people go, okay. I think I want to be there for that day. So,
listen, I didn't even know y'all were coming in today. You think I'm going to know what you are? Not a chance.
661-1037 is the number. You guys have anything? I know we're going to be doing some fun stuff, Greg, a little bit later in the summer. Anything besides the pickleball that's going on with you, Frank, that we need to be aware of or at the athletic club?
I'm telling you,
anybody, if you go to a country club or a fitness facility, and you got a pool, mamas are out there with their kiddos, and it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, the pools at both the racquet club and the athletic club are really hopping, so they're great places right now.
661-1037, I wanted to mention that we always try to look at things this day in history, and I wanted to throw out another one. Remember on this day, O.J. Simpson's dream team of lawyers opened their defense at his murder trial in L.A. Remember what year it was?
Was it 90?
1995. So the world was captivated by that, especially, obviously, America. Here, how about this? On this day in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced that the former regular Coke was coming back to shelves, shelf space with the new Coke. After a consumer furor. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They made the mistake. They tried, you know, it was the greatest fumble that turned into a positive. I think Pepsi said, you know, the guy who had Pepsi wrote a book, said, you know, they blinked.
I was saying that the other day, that the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder, the Whopper is the same as it was in 1979 when I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
If you ever get something working in the food industry, it will just keep it. Last.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we go to all these 100-year-old restaurants. If you've got something like the gentleman over at Jones Barbecue, it's white bread and it's some coleslaw and it's some pork. They chopped their own wood. But they've been, you know what? You're paying for a 100-year-old restaurant.
That's right.
It's the oldest black-owned business in America. And it's two pieces of what? Wonder Bread? Is that what they call it? Wonder Bread or whatever? Is it?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it was white bread. People want predictability.
Yeah.
They want the.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and again, because you know, you can go to a Mickey D's here or one in Sioux Falls. It's going to taste the same as well.
Yeah. Just got an email from one of my out of the box potential ones. I've got somebody here in Arkansas helping me. I don't want to say who.
Oh, I got that email too, David.
the person who just sent this, who's listened to the show, I'll be calling you a little bit later. Thank you for your help. So we'll see what happens. Not done yet. Greg, great to see you.
Thank you, Frank, great
to have you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for your support.
Hey, listen, if you think you're pretty good at pickleball, talk to your pickleball facility.
Samantha, let's do it.
And get to the best of the best at the Little Rock Athletic Club in late August. It's going to be a fun time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right, don't go away. We should have RJ Hulk hanging out with us at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a hot one out there.
Edwards Food Giant presents Arkansas media legend and Drive Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Looking for a